Well, hello there. It's so nice to finally meet you in person. Come in, come in. I feel like I know you from all of your emails, the pictures you sent me, and the conversations we've been having. It seems like I know almost everything about you. But most important, I know how much you like to dress up as a girl. And today, your dream is finally going to come true. Are you excited? A little nervous? Scared? Yes? Yes, what? Excited, nervous, or scared? All of them? Oh, come on now. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's just you and me today. And we're going to have a ball together. Sit down on the couch with me and relax for a little while. Would you like something to drink? Water? Sure. I think I have some water around here somewhere. I have all the things you ordered from Secrets in Lace inside. You know, at first I thought it was silly that you wanted to have them shipped here. But now I think it's going to be a wonderful surprise for you. Their lingerie is just gorgeous. I know you're going to love it. And I have a pair of very, very sexy black Sasha pumps with little cute ankle straps in just your size. You should be able to walk in 4-inch heels by now, right? And if that isn't enough, I have a beautiful Renée of Paris wig in Vanilla Lush. It's a very light blonde that will look great on you. I also have some pretty clip-on earrings, an adorable set of pearls, an all-new makeup and nail polish, and are you okay? You look a bit faint. Deep breaths, sweetheart. Take a few deep breaths. If you've changed your mind and want to forget about this, it's okay, it's fine. You can take your things with you, and I won't be mad or anything. It's totally up to you. Maybe you're not ready. Is that it? I understand. I'll go get your stuff. Did you say something? You want to do this after all? Well, all right. But you have to promise to be a good girl and do everything I say. Is that understood? Good. Now, the first thing we have to do is change your name. Just for today. I've given this a lot of thought, and I think the name Candy is perfect for you. Do you like that candy? I thought you would. Now come with me. Wait, let me rephrase that. Follow me downstairs. You know Candy. Later on, you can practice walking up and down these stairs in your heels. Won't that be fun? I have so many important things to teach you about being a girl. I see you're all shaved like a good little girl. So now it's time to take off those silly male clothes and put on your panties. You can change in the bathroom over there, and I'll get your lingerie. Just put your jeans and stuff in the shopping bag on the counter. Okay, Candy. Here are your gorgeous Secrets in Lace full satin briefs and a matching cabaret plunge bra. Candy? Hey, open the door. A little more. More. Come on. You know you can't wait to try these things on. Here you go. Nice, huh? They really make some beautiful lingerie, don't they? I'll have to get some of these for myself. You're not the only one that likes pretty panties, you know. We also have a matching garter belt to go with that. But I think we'll do your makeup first. Now, come on. Get your pretty little butt out here. Here she comes. Oh, my. Don't you look pretty? Come on, don't be shy. We have all kinds of fun in store for you this afternoon. You love this, don't you, Candy? You just love the feeling of the soft, silky, lacy fabric on your smooth body. It's perfectly all right, sweetheart. All girls love pretty lingerie. And you want to be a girl, right? This is only the beginning for you, Candy. Only the beginning. Why don't you have a seat right here in this chair? And I'll make you beautiful. Just like the Secrets in Lace girls that you love so much. Come on, that's a good girl. Now, just relax and enjoy this. I want you to pay close attention to the way I do your makeup, so it will be easier for you when you're home. Now, let's pluck a few stray hairs in your eyebrow area. Nothing drastic. We just want to neaten you up a bit. It's very important to have groomed eyebrows, you know. They frame your face, which will be my canvas. I am an artist, and there's nothing I love more than showing people how to properly apply makeup. First, we'll start with a liquid primer. This will give you that nice, feminine, flawless skin you've always wanted. Be patient, sweetheart. Makeup is an art, and it shouldn't be rushed. Besides, I'll bet this is your first time having professional help. Did you used to try to put on your own makeup? It's not easy as it looks, is it? Don't you worry, Candy. You are going to look amazing. And you can always call me when you're dressing up at home if you have trouble. Next, we're going to apply skin-matching foundation. I'll smooth it over in a downward motion with a makeup sponge. Are you paying attention, Candy? I realize how excited you are, but I want you to watch me. I'm going to give you everything we use today so you'll have your own makeup kit. Now, I'm going to dab on some creamy concealer around your eyes and smooth it out. No more dark, puffy circles for my girl. This is fun, isn't it? You don't have to worry about anyone coming over unexpectedly or putting someone else's things back. I know you've told me how stressed out you used to get about that. I understand. I really do. So few women understand this, you know? But I do, Candy. I know how much you love to wear pretty things and act like a girl and even pretend you are one, if only for a little while. That's why today is going to be so special. Not only will you be wearing some of the sexiest lingerie I've ever seen, but we also have a fabulous silk blouse and pencil skirt, full-fashion French heel stockings, 4-inch black pumps, breast forms? Oh, did I mention your breast forms? You are going to be stacked, young lady. Just like the models you adore so much. Oh, you're blushing. That's so cute. But that's not all, Candy. Once I finish your makeup, I have some jewelry for you. I'll do your nails, comb out your wig, a splash of perfume, and then, well, I have all kinds of things I want to teach you about being a girl. Okay, now I'm going to take this big brush and apply some translucent powder to set everything for now. It's amazing what you can do with makeup, isn't it? And we really have only just begun. I love how you shared some of your fantasies with me, especially the one about your attractive neighbor. I'm going to start on your eyes now. Get ready to see some makeup magic. You're loving this, aren't you, sweetheart? I'm glad. I love makeup as much as you do. You just watch what I'm doing and enjoy every second of it. I'm going to use 3 colors of eyeshadow, all in the same hue. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. I'm using a really nice MAC eyeshadow brush. It's top quality, and we won't have to worry about any shedding hairs coming from it. Believe me, the last thing you want is shedding hairs. Oh, lighten up, Candy. I'm just trying to have fun. I realize that as exciting as this is for you, you're still a little nervous. And I want you to be comfortable and relaxed. Now, about that neighbor of yours. I'll bet you had a huge crush on her, didn't you? I knew it. Isn't it interesting how we substitute one feeling for another? Here you were admiring her huge breasts and long, pretty legs. And instead of fantasizing about having sex with her, you fantasized about being her. And then your mind created a way that you could be just like her. She would catch you dressing up in her clothes and then turn you into a girl as punishment. Isn't that what you told me? Oh, don't be embarrassed. That's probably one of the most popular forced feminization fantasies of all time. Hold still now, Candy. I'm just going to blend the eyeshadow a bit, and then we'll move on to your eyeliner. There. We're cooking now, pretty girl. Next, I apply black liquid eyeliner on the top and a little on the outer edges for that sexy Cleopatra look. It's really not that hard to do. Once you get some practice, you'll see. Have you ever used one of these? A lot of women don't bother with an eyelash curler. But I think the results are well worth it. Stay still now. This won't hurt a bit. You are going to be the talk of the town, Candy. Oh, you mean you're not going out on the town once we get you all prettied up? Well, all right. We'll take some pictures so you can remember how amazing you can look with a little professional help. Now it's time for your mascara. Have you used mascara before, Candy? This is CoverGirl Lash Blast Fusion Mascara. It's really very good, and a great deal at about 10 bucks a pop. Now watch. I wiggle the wand left to right at the base of your lashes. Then I pull the wand up and through your lashes, wiggling it a bit as I go. The wiggling part is the key because it separates them. After that, I'll put the mascara wand on top of your lashes at the base and pull it through to remove any clumps. It's easy when you know how, isn't it? I'm going to do 2 coats, and then we'll move on to your blush. So, go back to your neighbor. If you don't want to talk about it, it's fine. But it really fascinates me how creative some fetishes are, especially forced feminization. You've told me that in your fantasy, she would come home and find you in her panties, modeling in front of the mirror, right? Then, instead of screaming and shouting and freaking out, she calmly teases you and threatens to tell everyone you know. I love that part. You apologize and beg for mercy, but she has you by the balls, and you know it, right? So, what's a panty-stealing boy to do except let her feminize you and take you to a beauty salon? Oh, my God. That is so cool. I can only imagine the look on the women's faces when you walk in with your neighbor wearing a pretty dress and heels. Easy now, girlfriend. We don't want you messing up those pretty panties yet. Okay, back to work. I get so caught up in the details, you know. I'm going to take another very soft brush and apply a little blush on the apples of your cheeks. This is where a lot of girls overdo it. You want it to look as natural as possible. The idea is to highlight your cheek, that's all. You know, Candy, you're really looking fantastic so far, don't you think? And we haven't even got to your lip liner, lipstick, or lip gloss. Let's take a short break. I want to ask you another question about your caught-in-panties fantasy. What do you think the most exciting part of the whole thing is for you? Is it being caught? Or maybe being blackmailed and having no choice at all but to submit to a beautiful woman? I can understand how that would be a turn-on. Or is it the embarrassment and humiliation of being in the hands of complete strangers who are in total control of you, having to do everything and anything they ask of you, and being teased to the point of tears? Yes? Which is it then? All of that? That's really very, very creative, don't you think? Well, I think so. All right, Candy Girl, let's get back to you. Now, I know how much you love lipstick. In your fantasy, when the girls at the salon finally apply your bright red lipstick, you just want to explode, don't you? You do, I know you do. Don't be embarrassed, Candy Girl. Lipstick is a very powerful thing, Did you know that women have been wearing lipstick for thousands of years? And lipstick has always been associated with femininity. At one time, women who didn't wear lipstick were suspected of being mentally ill, or even of being a lesbian. All girls love to wear lipstick, honey. And you're no different. It's okay, really. Now, I'll use a dark red lip liner pencil to outline your lips, tracing them slightly outside the natural line to enhance the fullness. Just relax. I'll bet you don't even have a lip liner pencil at home. Am I right? These are the things that you have to learn if you want to be a pretty girl. There. Now for your lipstick. This is Estee Lauder All Day Lipstick in Blushing Rose. Pretty, isn't it? I'm using a brush for better control, but you can apply it any way you want. Almost done. Be patient. A little more. Now, blot your lips on this tissue like a good girl. There. Doesn't that feel nice? Oh, and it looks great, too. But we're not finished yet. You need a little bit of lip gloss. This is Maybelline Shine Sensational Lip Gloss. And it comes in a little tube. You can put it on with a brush or your fingertips. It will add luster and sparkle to your already perfect red lips. Go ahead, sweetheart. Put some on with your finger. It's Cherry Kiss. How cool is that? Very, very good. You really make a very attractive girl, you know that? And we have so much more for you today. Let's see how that wig looks on you, all right? Are you ready for this? I'll go get it. Meanwhile, you just look at your pretty face and tell yourself what a beautiful girl you're becoming. Here we go. I really love this style. It's a wedge cut with a tapered neckline and feathered edges. You're going to look fantastic in this wig, believe me. Now, just sit still while I comb it out a bit. It doesn't need much, but you want to do this before you put it on. All right. Now, let's see how it looks on you. Do you think that blondes have more fun, Candy? We'll see, won't we? Almost finished. I'm going to spray on some Giovanni LA Hold Hairspray. This is something you'll want to keep in your purse at all times. Now, take a very good look at the new Candy. You look fantastic, don't you think? Those long lashes, eyeshadow, blush, and that gorgeous red lipstick. Wow. Go ahead. Run your fingers through your pretty blonde hair and lick your lips for me. Feel it, Candy Girl. I want you to feel like the beautiful girl you have become. I'll be right back. Time to get dressed, pretty girl. Come over here and stand in front of the mirror. Come on. Now, what do you see? You see a very, very pretty girl with perfect makeup, beautiful blonde hair, wearing a fabulous bra and panties. Now, What's wrong with this picture? No stockings?
Yes.
But you also need a garter belt, breast forms, a blouse, a skirt, high heels, jewelry, a touch of perfume, and a manicure. I know you don't want to stop right now. Of course not. But being a girl is more than just the clothes you wear. Much more. I want you to be a girl in your mind as well. I want you to feel like a girl. From the top of your pretty hair to the tips of your French heel stockings. It's all about your attitude. Your attitude will reflect everything you do. From putting on your stockings to the way you walk. Now, before you put on your garter belt, I want you to think about yourself in a special way. You are graceful. You are poised. You are confident. And most important, you are very, very feminine. Now, here is your Secrets in Lace intrigue garter belt in ivory to match your panties and bra. Go ahead, take it. It's awesome, isn't it? Wearing a garter belt will help you feel like the feminine little girl you know you are. Feel how smooth and silky it is. Do you like it? Oh, I see you do. Okay, pretty girl. Let's see if you know how to wear it. Now, normally, you'd put this on under your panties. Do you know why? Correct. So when you use the little girl's room, you won't have to get completely undressed. But in this case, you can wear it right over them. Go ahead and slip it on. Remember, graceful and feminine. Take your time. Everything you do should be relaxed and effortless. You're in no hurry at all. In fact, getting dressed is a special pleasure. I want you to enjoy every second of it. Go ahead, Candy. Show me how a girl puts on her garter belt. Excellent. Now, pull it all the way up and enjoy the feeling of all that silk and lace. Very, very good. Here are your stockings. Sit down on the bed and put them on as delicately as you can. These are Banbury French heel stockings. They will look so great with your skirt and heels. They are top-of-the-line seamed stockings, young lady. Nothing's too good for my little girl. See how they have that pretty pink band on them? Isn't that just gorgeous? Now, I want to see if you've been paying attention to me. Put your stockings on, one at a time, and connect them to the garter belt straps. Go ahead. I'm right here if you need help. What's the matter, sweetheart? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed? It's perfectly all right, really. I know that this is what you love, and I'm here for you. Aw, you're not going to cry, are you? Come on now, honey. There's nothing wrong with dressing up, okay? Sometimes the things that you dream about for so long seem like they're never going to happen, right? And when they do, it can be very emotional. Now, give me a smile and just be happy. Good. The last thing we want is to have to do your makeup all over again. Now, start again. Stretch your legs out a little. Take one stocking at a time. Roll them up and then ease your foot into it. Gently but firmly pull it higher and higher up your leg, smoothing out the fabric as you go. Take your time. Keep going until it's all the way up. Good. Now put on the other one. You're really very good at this, you know. Pretty soon, this will be second nature to you, and you won't even have to think about it. Now, stand up and attach the straps. Yes, there are six of them. Take your time. Do one at a time. Then adjust the length, just like you would a bra strap. I'm really very impressed, Candy Girl. You did that like a pro. Okay. Now put your leg up on this chair and readjust them. Now the other leg. You want to be comfortable as well as sexy. Are you comfortable, sweetheart? You are so cute. It's okay to be a little shy. Really, it is. You're doing great, Candy. And I want you to know that I'm enjoying this as much as you are. I feel like a teacher. And when my student is learning and doing well, then I feel very, very good. If you're happy, then I'm happy. Are you happy, little girl? Yes, I thought so. But wait, there's more. Are you ready to move on to the next step? Or do you need a break? Okay, we'll move on. What is the next step? Why, heels, of course. But not just any heels. Not for you, Candy Girl. You will be wearing these fabulous black Calvin Klein Sasha pumps with a 4-inch heel. You must be dying to try these on by now, with your silky stockings over those smooth legs of yours, and that beautiful garter belt. Well, Candy, my dear, let's go for it. Now remember what I said about your attitude. You are graceful, poised, confident and feminine. Strut on over here and I'll put them on for you. I'll be your Prince Charming and you'll be my Cinderella. Come on. Now, give me one of those pretty feet. These are nice, aren't they? Just relax your foot and I'll slip them right on. See? A perfect fit. Now, put that foot down and give me the other. Once I get this one on, I'll let you buckle them. It's part of the fun of wearing such sexy shoes. You did tell me you've walked in heels before, right? I hope you weren't telling me a little pink lie, because I don't want you to get hurt. Go ahead, little girl, and laugh. But professional models fall all the time on the runway. All right then, Miss High Heels. I'll give you a test. I want you to gracefully walk across the room. Make a turn and walk back. I'm going to walk right next to you until I think you've got it. I have a couple of tips for you. First, stand up straight and tuck in your tummy. Your hips will sway naturally, so just let it happen. Relax. Now, go ahead, slowly. Well, well, well. So, you can walk in heels. Another step in the right direction for you. Now that I see you can walk without having an accident, I'd like you to do it for me again. Remember everything we've talked about and show me how a pretty girl struts around in the room, just knowing that you look like $1 million. Go ahead and finish your walk in front of the full-length mirror. That was beautiful, sweetheart. Really beautiful. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you've been a girl all of your life. Really. Now, look into the mirror and say to yourself, I'm a beautiful girl. I'm graceful, poised, confident, and feminine. Well, I'm convinced. But we aren't finished yet. There are a couple of little things missing. Well, they're not really little things. Do you have any guesses? Correct. Breast forms. Just wait until we put these babies in your bra. This will make a huge difference in the way your blouse fits and looks on you. These are 40 Double D perfect fit silicone breast forms from the Cross-Dressing Superstore. See how real they look? They even have cute little nipples. They're going to fit perfectly in your cabaret plunge bra. That's a push-up bra that already has some light padding, and we'll adjust the straps to make it fit properly. Now, just stand there and let me help you. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to have 40 Double D breasts? Oh, you have, huh? I should have figured that. These are expensive, but I think you're worth it, don't you? Almost finished. There. Well, look at the rack on you, Candy Girl. You are hot. Alrighty then. Let me get your blouse and skirt. They will be the icing on the cake. Are you ready for this? Here we have one of the cutest tops I've ever seen. It's an ivory Katharina chiffon blouse. It's sheer enough to show just a hint of your beautiful lacy bra, too. And to go with it, we have an absolutely adorable black Erica pencil skirt. Candy Girl, you are going to look good enough to eat. I'm going to take a break and make some coffee, so we can sit upstairs and relax later. I'll leave you to finish getting dressed and be back in a few minutes. Remember, attitude. I'm back, gorgeous. Oh, I see you're sitting down. It's not so easy to walk in 4-inch heels, is it? That's okay, Candy Girl. It's not that easy for me either. I have some pretty quick dry nail polish. Would you like me to paint your nails? I promise to help you remove it before you leave. Yes? Good girl. Okay. Now, check this out. Here we have in a New York Minute quick dry polish in a color called Downtown. It dries in just 60 seconds. You might want to get some of this for yourself. It's really inexpensive, and they make it at about... they make it in about 30 different colors. Come sit over here, and I'll get another chair. Well, your nails are in very good condition, Candy. This will also make a difference in the way you feel. Maybe one day we can go to the local salon and get a manicure and a pedicure, too. Would you like that? I figured you would. Just sit still, and we'll be finished in a couple of minutes. Then, all that's left is jewelry, a bit of perfume, and you're all done for today. I have some earrings I think you'll like, plus a set of pearls, just like the secrets in lace girls wear with this outfit. There. See how easy it was to do your nails? Now let them dry a bit more while I find those earrings. Here you are. These are silver hoop earrings that I bought a while back. I think they'll go well with your whole classy retro look. Let me put them on for you. I just push your hair back a bit, clip them on, and that's it. Let me do the other one. Very nice, Candy Girl. It's these little details that really make a girl beautiful. We're almost completely finished, my love. Let's walk over to the mirror again so I can put on your pearls. It's fun to see yourself looking this pretty, isn't it? Do you like the earrings? You can keep them if you want. A girl needs to have jewelry, and this can be the start of your collection. Oh, you don't have to thank me, sweetheart. It's my pleasure. These pearls are only going to be a loaner. I've had them for a long time, and they're very valuable, but I don't mind sharing them with one of my girlfriends. Now, these are medium-sized pearls. You can get them in several different sizes and necklace lengths. Let me just clip them on. There you go. Gorgeous. Really, you are simply gorgeous. All you need now is a few drops of perfume on your wrists and a little on your cleavage. Be right back. I have something very special for my special girl. This is Clive Christian, and it's insanely expensive. I bought it for my girlfriend from Neiman Marcus, and it was like $800 a bottle. Here, put a bit on your wrists and rub them together. Nice, isn't it? Now turn around and let me dab a tiny bit on your chest. I just love that fragrance. Face the mirror again, sweetheart. And take a good long look at the beautiful girl you've become. You know, that perfume really reminds me of my girlfriend. And you kind of remind me of her, too, in that pretty blouse, with those perfect breasts and long, pretty legs. You are so sexy. Do you know what I like to do when she gets home? I walk up behind her and begin kissing her neck while my warm breath gives her goosebumps. Little soft kisses like this. Then I rub her shoulders a little like this. Do you like that, Candy? Then, if she responds, I move my hands over her chest, cupping her firm breasts and squeezing gently, just like this. Then I whisper into her ear, I want you, baby girl. I want your body. I want your soul. I want every little part of you. I want your breasts. I want your pussy. I want to give you a nice, long tongue bath. I want your legs wrapped around me. I want to feel your warm tongue in my mouth. I love you, baby. You're my girl. Then I slowly move my hands down her body and into her panties. I touch her as gently as I can at first and feel her getting wet as she moans for more pleasure from my hands. Uh-oh. I'm so sorry, Candy. I didn't realize. You came in your panties, didn't you? Well, you know what? I think you just had your first orgasm as a girl, and that's awesome. Did it feel fantastic? I'll bet it did. Let me get you some clean panties, and we can go have that coffee now. Cream or sugar?